奉主耶稣圣名，我们开始星期五晚上在会堂的聚会。
The name of Lord Jesus Christ, we begin our Friday night Bible study.
来唱赞美诗171首。
Please sing hymn 171.
好，我们一起来祷告，求神来带领祝福我们晚上的聚会。
Let us all pray together and ask for God's blessing and guidance throughout tonight.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
我们一起来看马太福音的13章。
Let's turn our Bibles to Matthew chapter 13.
马太福音13章31节32节。
Matthew chapter 13 verses 31 and 32.
马太13章31节，他又设个比喻对他们说，天国好像一粒芥菜种，有人拿去种在田里。
32节，
这原是百种里最小的，等到长起来，却比各样的菜都大，且成了树，天上的飞鸟来宿在它的枝上。这是主耶稣在马太福音十三章所说的其中的一个比喻。
This is one of the parables spoken by Jesus Christ in the book of Matthew.
这个比喻啊，主耶稣就没有亲自讲解了。
And this parable, Jesus did not explain further.
不像前面两个比喻，撒种的比喻跟稗子、麦子的比喻一样。
Unlike the parables of the sower and the parable of the weeds.
那我们比较容易明白。
Jesus explained those parables so that we can understand better.
但从这个比喻开始，我们就不了解。主耶稣他到底要讲的是什么
？However, Jesus did not go into the meaning of this particular parable, so we have a harder time understanding where he's coming from.
那如果同样的比喻啊，也记载在马可福音的第四章，还有路加福音的十三章。
The same parable spoken by Jesus could be found in Book of Mark chapter 4 and Book of Luke chapter 13.
只不过。在马可也好，或者是路加也好，没有像马太福音这里把这个比喻连贯着一起讲。
However, in the book of Mark and Luke, it did not have contiguous parables for us to compare with.
而是这个零散的、单独的谈到。
But rather, the parables were drawn as an example.Out of the blue in those books.
那马太福音十三章这里，主耶稣到底讲了几个比喻
？So in Mark chapter 13, just how many parables has Jesus spoken?
一般人说是七个。
Some people would argue he spoke about seven parables.
撒种的比喻。
The parable of the sower.
稗子的比喻。
The parable of the weeds.
芥菜种的比喻
，the parable of the mustard seed，
面酵的比喻
，parable of the yeast，
藏宝在田的比喻
，and the parable of the treasure in the heavenly kingdom，
还有这个寻珠的比喻啊
，and also the parable of the pearl，
再来撒网的比喻
，and then lastly the parable of the net，
有人说七个啦
，so seven parables，
其实不是七个哦。
But in actuality, there's not seven parables.
那最后这个十三章的52节、
In chapter 13, verse 52.
那边还有一个文士受教的比喻哦。
There lies a parable of those teacher of the law.
那这个这样算来，总共有八个比喻哦。
If you count that, There's eight parables.
那如果我们从这个地点跟所听的对象来看
，So if you draw from the context of which these parables came from.
前面的四个比喻
，The first four parables.
撒种、稗子、芥菜种跟面酵的比喻
，The sower, the weeds, and a mustard seed and yeast.
这个是针对众人所说的。
These four parables were targeted to the multitude.
是在户外说的。
These four parables were spoken outdoors.
那从第五个比喻到最后一个，就是 这个藏宝于田，寻珠撒网跟文士受教，哦，这个是在屋子里头单单只对这些使徒们讲。
And starting from the rest of the parables, the hidden treasure, the pearl, the parable of net, the parable of the teacher of the law, becoming a disciple of the kingdom heaven, were a different series spoken within a house.
哦，不是对所有的人说的。
They were spoken to just a select group of people.
哦，所以我们看到哈，有不同的听的人在这里。
So we can slightly tell the difference of the audience for these parables were targeted.
哦，那如果从这个比喻的中心主题来看。
And if you also compare these parables from their central themes,
哦，这个撒种的比喻啊，谈的是，哦，是领受。
And the mustard seeds, the parable, the mustard seed, the theme of the parable is relating to receiving.
哦，对福音的领受。
The are receiving of the gospel of God.
哦，那败子的比喻谈的是，哦，福音的混淆哈，在神国里头的混淆。Mix.
The weeds. Right?
Yeah.
The parable of the weeds talks about the stirring within the kingdom of God.
Oh, 有真的也有假的。
There are true weeds, and there's the truth, and also there's the false.
Oh, 真跟假混杂在一起。
The truth and the fake are mixed together.
好，那芥菜种的比喻跟面酵的比喻，我们看到一个改变哦。
However, we see a slight change in the parables of the mustard seed and the yeast.
哦，一个是外在外观上的改变。
It's a change from outwardly.
好，那面酵哦是谈到内在的一个改变哦。
And yeast it talks about the change from inwardly.
好，那接下来这个藏宝于田跟寻珠的比喻，哦，让我们看到它的中心要表达的就是寻找。
And next, the parables of the hidden treasure and the pearl talks about searching for something.
好，那最后这个撒种哦不撒网的比喻，哦，跟这个文士受教的比喻。谈的是挑选。
And then, lastly, the parable of the net and the parable of the teacher of the law, is regarding the final learnings one could have.
哦，不是所有通通哦，这个照单全收，而是把好的拿起来，坏的不要。
Rather, it's about that God will not select all that there is, but rather you'll pick. The ones that are good.
哦，不是所有的东西都拿出来哈，是拿出新旧的东西哦，拿出他要的东西。
And not everything he will select, but rather he will only select the good and the righteous.
哦，所以我们如果从这个整体性来看哦，他们仿佛啊彼此都有相关性。
So if you look at all of these parables, they all have comparative values.
好，所以当我们要了解这个马太福音十三章主耶稣所没有解释的比喻。
So if we want to try to understand the parable of the mustard seed, since Jesus did not really further explain the meaning of it.
哦，我们必须要先做一些功课。
We have to do some homework.
哦，这样我们才能够了解到底耶稣他所要讲的是什么。
Then we will truly understand the intent behind this parable spoken by Jesus.
哦，否则啊，哦，不但我们不明白，可能是刚好相反哦，误解耶稣所说的比喻。
Otherwise, not only will we receive true learning from the parable, we will rather receive false understanding and be misled.
哦，那这里这八个比喻都是谈到有关天国。
So all these eight parables relates to the theme of heavenly kingdom.
哦，在圣经里头，我们经常可以看到哦，神的国啦，天国啦。
In the Bible, it constantly talks about the kingdom, or the realm of God.
那耶稣在这里所谈的这些比喻都是跟天国有关。
So all these parables in chapter 13 of Matthew has to do with the kingdom of God.
那到底这里所讲的天国是指什么？
So what is the heavenly kingdom that's being referred here?
哦，这里所讲的天国啊，是不是将来我们那个哈？永恒的哦，这个永生的国度啊，哦，那个天堂哦。
Is the kingdom of heaven being referred in this parable the same kingdom or of God that is eternal, that is less, that is reserved for us?
哦，在这个有形的物质全部被啊消化掉哦，那个属灵的国度。
That after the decay or the destruction of the material world, that is the place.That will ever last and shall exist forever.
哦，我们从耶稣所讲这个比喻里头的内容哦，让我们知道不是指着那个将来那个属灵的天国。
So from the parable here, the words being used, we can tell that this kingdom being referred to is not the same heaven that we are thinking of.
哦，因为那一个天国啊，好是已经审判后的。
Because That kingdom that we're thinking of has already gone through the judgment of God.
哦，那不会说有这个败子麦子并存的现象哦。
Because that heavenly kingdom that we're thinking of does not consist of the bad or anything that's bad or anything that's negative.
哦，所以可见耶稣在这里所讲的天国啊，哦，是指着他的。哦，这个福音所要建立的教会。
So, in actuality, the kingdom that Jesus is describing in this parable refers to the church, the kingdom of his church that he is to establish.
哦，神的帐幕在人间的这个国度。
That the establishment or the realm of God within mankind.
哦，所以在这里，就让我们看到。耶稣仿佛在告诉我们有关他教会他这个在地上的掌权的国度的进展哦变化的情况。
So again, the parable of the mustard seed has to do with the progression and the growth of Jesus, God's kingdom or his church on this earth.
哦，就如同在但以理书那边，神哦借着这个尼布甲尼撒王所哦，梦见的那个景象，要来告诉他们，哦，神将来要进展的这个人类的历史啊，哦，就是这样，像这个景象一样。
This is similar to the dream that was recorded in Book of Daniel from King Nebuchadnezzar regarding that statue and his dream that.Depicted the progression of God's kingdom in this world.
哦，那后来人类的历史果然也是这样子哦，金头银胸、铜腰、铁腿哦，分别代表着巴比伦、波斯哦，还有希腊跟罗马。
And if you go through the history of man, indeed, that's how the progression of the history of man realized in that there's the golden head and in the silver chest and the bronze belt all resemble a period of time in the kingdom of the nation that prospered.
好，那在同样在这里哦，这个马太福音的十三章啊，哦，仿佛啊，耶稣也要告诉我们，将来这个地上的教会，哦，的进展，哦，跟神的计划。
Likewise, in Matthew chapter 13, in the parable of the mustard seed.It describes in the future how God's church in this world will progress and prosper.
哦，从福音的广传，哦，人对福音接纳的程度，哦，这个就是撒种的比喻。
And it has to do with humans' receptiveness towards the gospel of God and also the growth of His truth.
哦，接下来的。这个魔鬼的破坏，哦，扰乱。
And of course, it also talks about the corruption and also the distraction from Satan.
哦，在这个教会里头啊，哦，让我们看到哦，这个组织的改变，真理的改变。
So from within the church organization, we could see the change of our structure and our group.
哦，这个就是稗子还有芥菜种面酵的比喻。
And this is basically the describes the parables of the mustard seed and the yeast.
那接下来，哦，这个有心查考寻求得救真道的人。
And later, for those who has the heart to receive and search for the gospel and the truth.
哦，不是所有的人哦。
Not all people.
哦，所以就像主耶稣是进到屋子里头，只对他的门徒讲的。
And just like Jesus said that he went into the house and only spoken these words to his disciples.
哦，那真正得救的教会，神的国度也必须要经过哦这个寻求。
And in order to attain the true church and enter into the heavenly kingdom, one would have to go through a stage of search.
哦，这就是藏宝在田跟寻珠的比喻了。
And those are the parables of the hidden treasure and the pearl.
哦，那最后当主再来的时候。
And lastly, when Jesus comes the second time.
哦，那个属他的人，哦，得救的教会，哦，将要从啊万民当中被挑选出来。
Those who belong to him, those that are members of the Holy Church, will be selected from the multitude of the world.
哦，这个是啊，撒种哦，跟这个嘛撒网哦，啊，跟这个文士受教的两个比喻啊，要告诉我们的。
And so that is basically the message from the parables of the net, and also the parable of the teacher of law who receive. Wisdom from God.
哦，所以我们如果啊用这个整体跟啊他们彼此之间的关系的连贯哦，仿佛让我们看到神救恩的整个计划。
So actually, if you look at the entire series of these eight parables, you can actually decipher God's ultimate plan towards our salvation.
哦，那这样我们再来了解哦每一个比喻啊，我们就比较容易了。
So if we have this overall concept, and then if we study each individual parables, knowing that framework, then it'll be easier for us to understand.
比较清晰。
It'll be actually clearer to us.
哦，也不会错解的。
And it would further prevent us from having misunderstandings.
哦，因为这个芥菜种的比喻哦，在一般的解经家。哦，通常是往好的方面去解释。
And typically, a lot of scholar of the Bible would interpret the parable of the mustard seed to have a positive, message.
哦，指的是啊，这个全世界的人都来信主啊。
They would interpret that it's referring to that all the people in the world would come and believe in God.
哦，福音广传，哦，教会啊，这个普遍设立。
That the gospel would spread and the church would prosper.
哦，这是一般这个解经家对这个比喻的一个解释。
And this is a typical interpretation from many biblical scholars.
哦，但是刚刚啊，小弟跟大家分享，哦，我们如果以整体性，以他们之间的关系啊，我们看不出有这样的一个正面的解释。
However, as I was referring previously, if you look at these eight parables as a whole and their relations to each other, then you will not get the same conclusion from reading the parable of the mustard seed.
哦，那除了这样的看法哈，我们从这个经文之间的相关性哦，跟它的一体性来看这一个比喻之外。
So aside from looking at these parables holistically. And also examining their relations towards each other.
哦，我们也可以从这个解释圣经和解经学的角度来解释这个比喻。
We could also try to explain the meaning of the parable from the viewpoint of the biblical scholars.
哦，那这里讲的这个芥菜种哦，是百种里最小的。
Here it tells us that the mustard seed is the smallest of all seeds.
哦。等到长起来，却比各样的菜都大，且成了树。
Yet when it grows, it becomes the largest garden plant and becomes a tree.
好，那在这里哦，谈到的 这个比各样的菜啊、哦，这个菜这个字。
So here it talks about that it becomes the largest of garden plants.
好，那这个原文哈、哦，它是指着蔬菜。
The original text of the word plant is referring to vegetables.
哦，在新约圣经啊，总共出现了四次。
And the same word appeared only four times in the New Testament.
哦，一次在这里。
This is the first the one time.
哦，一次啊是在啊马可福音，同样是这个芥菜的芥菜种的比喻。
The next time it appeared in Mark chapter 4, again this regarding the same parable.
哦，那第三次是在路加福音的十一章。
The third time it appeared at Luke chapter 13.
哦，那边谈到这个假冒伪善的法利赛人哈、哦、啊，他们献上蔬菜哦，所以那边也是啊，这个解翻译成蔬菜。
Where it talks about the Pharisees. That were fake and were offering the vegetables to God, and that there talks about the same word.
好，那第四次就是在罗马书的十四章那里。
And the fourth time is referred to in Romans chapter 14.
哦，保罗在谈到那些软弱的人只吃蔬菜，哦、那边也是解释翻译成蔬菜。
And Paul was trying to describe those who are weak only eat.Vegetables, and that word vegetable is the same word as being described here.
好，所以换句话说，这个芥菜种是属于蔬菜。
So in other words, in the Bible, the mustard seed is interpreted or could be or synonymous to vegetables.
哦，我们从这个字哈、哦，我们看出哈、哦、啊，这个是哦，在原文是指蔬菜。
So from the word plant in this particular verse, its original origin or text.Refers to that word as vegetable.
哦，那且成了树，天上的飞鸟都宿在它的枝上。哦，这一个树哦，跟刚刚那个菜哦，那是不同的字。
So it continues by saying it becomes a tree, so that the birds come and perch in its branches. Here, the word tree is different from the word vegetable.
哦，在新约里头总共出现了十九次，而且都是翻译作树。
In the New Testament, the same word in its original text appeared 17 times, and all of which were referenced as the word tree.
哦，为什么小弟要特别啊强调这两个字的比较
？Why is it that I spend some time emphasizing these two words?
哦，因为啊，有些解经家这么讲。
Because some biblical scholars would say this.
哦，那个巴勒斯坦地的芥菜哦，跟我们中国人的芥菜是不一样的。
The mustard seed at Palestine is different from the mustard seed that Chinese culture would have.
我们中国人这个芥菜是哦，是蔬菜嘛，哦，就是炒来吃的哦。
As you know, the mustard plant, as we know it, we stir fry it to eat.
哦，但是巴勒斯坦那边他们的芥菜呀、啊，哦，那个品种不一样。
But the mustard plant produced in Palestine is different. Basically, is a different nature.
哦，他们那个长哦，种到地上啊，长起来哦，真的差不多、哦、有一层楼高哦，那一个人骑在马上面那么高啊。
And when you plant those their mustard seeds into the ground, it grows as high as a one-story tall.
哦，那真的是像树一样啊
！It becomes almost like a tree.
哦，那当然鸟就会宿在上面哈、哦。
And of course, the birds can come and perch in its branches.
哦，所以这是不同品种嘛。
So it's basically a different kind of mustard seed.
哦，我们啊不能够哈、哦、啊用我们中国人来啊解释。
We cannot try to explain this verse with our knowledge or understanding of our mustard plant that we know of.
菜变成树哦，是变质了。
When you transform vegetable into plant into a tree, that is there's a transformation process.
因为人家那个品种不一样嘛，本来就是树了。
But in reality, the mustard seed that we're talking about is a different kind of mustard seed, and it actually will grow into like a tree.
哦，所以这个比喻是指着哦神国的扩张啊。
So as a result, these scholars would interpret that this parable is discussing the prosperous or the growth of the kingdom of God.
哦， 那如果真的是这样
，if that was indeed the case，
哦，那这里圣经为什么要讲说比各样的菜都大，而且变成树？哦，是由菜变成树。
Then why would the Bible say that the mustard seed is the smallest of all seeds, and yet when it grows, it becomes the largest garden plant, and then becomes a tree, and that in itself has a transformation process.
哦，所以可见哦，这个啊，在这个圣经哈、哦、啊，这主耶稣在讲这个比喻啊，还是把这个芥菜种子哈、哦、的这个植物啊归纳是蔬菜类，而不是归纳为哦这个树这一类的。
So we could tell that from the context of which Jesus used his words in this parable, he was categorizing the mustard seeds being used as a type of vegetable.
好、哦，所以让我们看出啊，哦，他主要是在讲改变。
So we could clearly tell that really what the message behind the parable is that he wants to talk about change or transformation.
哦，所以我们从这个圣经的哦这个原文的字的比较，我们也看出哦这个比喻主耶稣他要讲的是一种改变。
So from the original text and the words being used in its translation, we could see that Jesus really wants to talk about the concept of transformation.
哦，那或许又我们会这样想哦。
Perhaps we will also think of this.
改变也不一定都是不好的啊。
That not all change or transformation are bad.
哦，神的国度改变扩张就是好的啊。
Because when the kingdom of God goes through its growth process and it transforms, that's a good thing.
哦，那你怎么能够说，哦，在这里所讲的芥菜种是指的不好的改变呢？
So then why are you saying that the message within this parable is a negative one?
哦，那我们还是要回到哦，啊，从这个解经的角度来看哦。
Again, we have to go back to the clear interpretation of this parable.
哦，来看这个树。
Let's look at the concept of the tree.
哦，圣经里头常常用树来象征，哦，这个权柄啊，是属世的这个政权呢。
In the Bible, it uses the word tree as a symbolic meaning to authority.
哦，比如刚刚我们所讲的哈，这个但以理书第四章哈，尼布甲尼撒王所做的那个梦，哈，他梦见这个大树哦。
For example, in the in Book of Daniel, when King Nebuchadnezzar dreamed of a big tree.
哦，那个但以理书第四章那边的记载。
It recorded in Daniel chapter 4.
哦，那个树就是指着巴比伦国的政权。
And that tree represented the authority or the power of King Babylon.
哦，指着尼布甲尼撒王的。哦的这个啊权柄
，It represents the authority of King Nebuchadnezzar.
哦，那在以西结书的三十一章啊
，And in Ezekiel chapter 31.
哦，那边同样也用树哦啊来哦来比喻啊，好、哦、当时亚述跟埃及的政权。
And over there it uses the word tree to talk about the the authority or the power of Assyria.
哦，啊，就像在这里一样哦，啊，主耶稣也讲树。
And also here in the parable of Matthew, Jesus also talked about the word tree.
哦，所以这个树啊，就不能够指的是神的哦神国的权柄，而是指着这个世界的哦这个权柄。
So this tree, cannot be compared to the authority of God in the heavenly kingdom, but rather it's representing the authority or power of this world.
哦，啊，或许我们会说啊，啊，传道你光哦，这讲这个树哦是权柄哦，属世的权柄，会不会太武断啊？哦，会不会太过于你的主观了？
哦 ，So some may question preacher. Wouldn't it be too subjective of you to interpret that the tree is really talking about the authority of this world?
好，那我们再来看说飞鸟住在它的枝上。
So let's continue to read the latter part of this sentence where it talks about so that the birds come and perch in its branches.
哦，就像前面但以理书的四章也好，或者是以西结书的三十一章也好，哦，那边都有谈到说飞鸟住在那个枝头上。
And in the example of Daniel chapter 4 or Ezekiel chapter 31, both instances, the story also talked about birds being perched on those trees.
哦，它是指着哦这个世上的人、世上的罪恶依附在这个人的政权上面。
It basically means that the people of this world are submissive to the authority or the power of the world.
哦，那在新约的部分哦，在启示录那里呀。
And in the New Testament, in the book of Revelation.
哦，那特别指的是魔鬼撒旦哦。
And that is being referred to as Satan.
哦，在启示录的十八章。
Let's refer to Revelation chapter 18.
十八章的第二节。
Verse 2.
第二节，他大声喊着说：“巴比伦大城倾倒了，倾倒了，成了魔鬼的住处。”和各样污秽之灵的巢穴，并各样污秽可憎之雀鸟的巢穴。哦，在这里要让我们看到哦，这个使徒啊，约翰哦也是这么描述啊。
Here, Apostle John also describes the birds as this the case.
所以我们看到哦，这个但以理先知、以西结先知、使徒约翰。啊，都用树跟飞鸟做巢穴，哦，来比喻啊，属世的政权跟啊，哦，这个魔鬼的工作。
So we could see that Prophet Daniel, Ezekiel, Apostle John all used the example of the tree and the birds being perched on the tree branches as a comparison to the power of the world and the people being submissive to it and also Satan.
好，那我们如果回到耶稣所讲的这个芥菜种的比喻。
So if we go back to the parable of the mustard seed.
哦，这里谈的飞鸟。
Here talks about the birds.
哦，到底是不是啊？就像使徒约翰，哦，还有但以理，还有以西结所讲的那个飞鸟。
So are the birds being described here the same birds that are being described in the book of Daniel? Or in book of Ezekiel or also Revelations.
好，我们还记得主耶稣在之前讲的那个撒种的比喻。
And we've still remember the parable of the sower being described in the same chapter previously by Jesus.
好，那边谈到说撒在路旁的被飞鸟吃掉了。
And remember Jesus when he talked about that those seeds that are being scattered next to roads have been eaten by birds.
哦，那主耶稣亲自的解释，那个飞鸟就是指着魔鬼。
And Jesus personally described the birds as Satan.
哦，所以让我们看到说主耶稣的对飞鸟的解释，哦，同样于这个但以理、以西结跟使徒约翰。
Which further confirms that Jesus Christ's interpretation of birds. Is the same as Prophet Daniel, Ezekiel, and Apostle John.
哦，所以有魔鬼，哦啊住宿的这个世上的政权，怎么可能是好的
？So how is it that if a parable is describing the authority and the power of Satan on this world, could be a positive message?
哦，就是这个指的这个树的哦。
And again, we're talking about the example of the tree being used here.
哦，那这样的话，我们啊就越来越清晰了哈、哦，对这一个芥菜种的比喻。
So if you're starting to explain and understand the parable in this fashion, then it becomes clear to all of us.
从这个蔬菜变成树。
The transformation from being a plant to a tree.
哦，成了雀鸟住宿的地方。
A tree that became so large that the birds can come and perch in its branches.
哦，我们看到。哦，他的解释是指着，哦，从这个这个芥菜，哦，这个从小的，哦，这个团体变成庞大的组织，成了世上，哦的这个政权，啊、哦、组织啊、以及哦魔鬼啊、在其中。 的一个哦啊一一一一个组织啊。
So basically, we could say that here it's describing that from the smallest of all seeds, growing to a vegetable, where then it becomes a tree, and representing the organization of Satan as it dominates in this world.
哦，不是指的这个正面的神国的扩展。
But it's contrary to the interpretation that this is describing the growth of the kingdom of God.
哦，反而是负面的哦，是哦，这个属魔鬼撒旦哦的这个国度的一个啊、哦、一个入侵呢、啊，哦跟一个占据。
And it's rather describing something negative, describing the growth of Satan's power and Satan's realm on this world.
哦，这个是我们从这个解经学的这个角度分析啊，哦、这个比喻啊。
And this is something that we can learn from further research and studying of each of the words in the scriptures.
好、哦，那最后我们用这个历史哈、哦，用这个时代论的角度来看这个比喻。
Lastly, we can actually view this parable from its historic context.
哦，仿佛啊，也如同我们所解释的一样哦。
And it would present itself with the same meaning as we've discussed.
哦，初期的使徒教会人数虽然少。
In the beginning, in the apostle time, the church numbers were small.
哦，却非常的纯洁。
And they were very naive and very simple.
哦，他们信的人同在一处，哦，凡物公用，天天同心合意，哦的祷告。
And the servants and the members of the church would gather together on a daily basis in one accord and pray for God's assistance.
他们也得到众民的喜爱。
They also received the delight and the favor of the people at the time.
哦，就好像这些芥菜种哦，
just like,
哦，百种里头最小的。
Just like the mustard seed being the smallest of all seeds.
哦，只不过是小群人呐、啊，一小群人、啊。
They were the members at the time were a small group of people.
哦，那渐渐的，渐渐的。
And as time passes.
哦，这个教会啊，哦，慢慢的，哦，越传越多，越传越大。
As the church grow and the gospel spreads.
哦。啊，虽然经过罗马帝国的300年的迫害
，even after the 300 years of persecution by the Roman Empire，
哦，但是最后啊，哦，教会还是得胜。
And at the end, the church still prevailed。
哦，这个罗马皇帝君士坦丁啊，哦，他把基督教改立成罗马帝国的国教。
And at the end, the Roman Empire changed Christianity as the Roman religion。
哦。啊，借着这个行政的命令啊，哦，要全国的人呐、啊，啊，都要来信耶稣、啊。
And at the end, he orders that all the people and the Roman citizens all believe in this religion.
哦，千万人呐、啊、就涌到教会来、啊。
So millions and millions of people would basically commit themselves to the church.
哦，真假不分呐、啊，哦，甚至政教合一了。
And there's a mixture of false teaching and the truth, and the fact that politics were immersed into their religion, into the church.
哦，在教会里头也产生了教皇的制度了。
And they even had a hierarchy in the church realm.
哦，就好像这个芥菜哦变成树一样了。
Just like the mustard seeds becoming a tree.
哦，枝叶繁茂。
That the branches and its leaves prosper.
哦，各地信徒增加，教堂纷纷建立。
That churches are being established and the members of the church grow.
哦，哎，就好像哦这个芥菜树一样。
Just like the mustard seeds.
哦，那从教会从哦生命的有机体。变成这个庞大的组织啊
！Starting from its origin as a small source of life, it becomes a gigantic organization.
哦，也产生了对这个权势的追求、地位的追求。
And such organizations started pursuing worldly authorities and power.
要支配其他的人。
And it became a political organization backing certain powers of the world.
在教会里头的领导者，极力的想要争取更高的地位。
And even the leaders within the church organization wanted to pursue after power, more powerful positions in the society.
当然有很多的这个真理就失去了立场。
So as a result, a lot of the truth of the gospel lost their footings.
很多的错误就集中在教会里面。
And a lot of mistakes and a lot of wrongdoings appeared in the church.
要以基督的名号来统治。
They wanted to dominate and conquer everyone in the name of God.
将这个国王啦、皇帝啦，都掌握在他的这个政权里头。
And the church organization controlled the kings and the leaders of the time.
那这个时候就好像这棵芥菜树一样了。
And again, it's like the mustard seeds.
已经不是当时的芥菜了。
It transformed to a thing that's no longer the vegetable that it started to be.
那这样一个迅速但是却不切实际的发育这个不正常的这个组织这个团体。
And such a description of an organization that would grow in this unnatural way and transform in a natural pace.
早就违背了当时主耶稣建立这个教会的原本的教导。
Obviously, it violated the principle and the framework of which Jesus had established his church.
这个教皇的制度。
The reign of the Pope.
玛利亚的崇拜。
And the worshipping of the saints like Mary.
这个耶稣的母亲这个玛利亚取代了当时巴比伦所拜的偶像天后了。
And did you know that the mother of Jesus, Mary, overtook the similar authority as the idols that they people worshipped back in the day of the Babylon?
烧香啦，圣水啦，蜡烛啦，华丽的祭祀，敬拜这些圣徒通通被带到教会里面，就好像这些飞鸟，栖息在这个树上。
As a result, people would start to use various ceremonies and formalities, candles, incense, to bring them into these superstitions into church, and just like the birds would come and perch on the tree branch.
已经被魔鬼得着了。
And they don't even know that they have already been had by Satan.
已经不是基督了，不属基督。
No longer they belong to Jesus Christ.
成为一个样品，一个一个假的偶像。
They became idol worshippers.
这个是我们从教会的历史看到跟这个耶稣所讲的这个比喻不谋而合。
So this is looking at this parable from a historic context in which that we can draw the same conclusion and it mimics the description of this parable exactly.
虽然这些都是已经过去的历史。
Even though the history has already happened in the past.
但是对今天的我们来说对今天的我们真教会来讲。
But today, to the true church, to us.
我们仍然要谨慎。
We still have to be admonished.
我们是在追求组织的庞大吗？
Are we merely just seeking the the growth or prosperity of our organization?
组织是为了这个圣工的推动而设立的。
We know that our organization, our structures were established so that we can move our gospel outreach.
是为了维护真理的纯正。
It's established to maintain the truth of the gospel.
好，以及福音的传扬。
And it's established to facilitate the spreading of the gospel.
好，但当我们在这个组织上叠成家屋啊。
However, if we spend a lot of time in layering the organization,
我们会不会会变好、哦、从芥菜变成芥菜树？
Will we be like the mustard seed that has transformed into a mustard tree?
好、哦，到最后很多哦，不该属于真理、属于基督的东西呀、啊、的这些雀鸟，通通住在这个组织、这个芥菜树上面。
And at the end, a lot of these unwelcome birds will come and perch on its branches.
好、哦，于是教会就不务正业了。
And then the church would lose its direction.
好、哦。改做其他行业的
becomes another type of organization.
哦，变成啊办救济、哦办教育的单位。
And becomes an organization that is solely focused on charitable activities or education activities.
哦，变成个人追求野心成就的。的一个舞台
or perhaps it becomes a stage of which personal desires are to be had or gained.
那我们就会重蹈、哦、这个历史的覆辙
And if that's the case, then we will relive the history of our former churches.
好、哦，那这个比喻啊，对我们个人也有启发。
This parable also would have reminders to us personally.
我们要小心我们个人在信仰上的这个建造。
We have to be careful of our own growth in our faith.
哦，会不会变质了
？We have to make sure that we do not have these negative transformations.
哦，小时候很好，长大就变了样。
Perhaps when you were younger, you were good and pure, but as you grow and mature, then you've transformed.
哦，在家乡很热情，来到美国就变了。
When you were in your hometown, you were good and very zealous, but then when you come to the United States, you became very cold and lukewarm.
哦，没有钱的时候性情很好，有了钱发了财之后啊，就不一样了。
When you were poor, you were very zealous and faithful, but now that you have your wealthy.And have a lot of possessions, then you became a different person.
哦，外面的东西一庞大，内在的本质就失去。
Once you have more materialistic things superficially and outerly, then your inward values and treasures subsides.
哦，物质一丰盛呢，灵性就软弱了。
And once you've gained more prosperity in your materialistic thing gains, then your spirituality.Would fade.
好，以前是啊，哦，不起眼的小芥菜，不受人注意。
In the beginning, we are like the mustard seeds that were very benign.
好、哦，有牺牲。
We had sacrifice.
有热心。
And we were very warm and zealous towards God.
好、哦，但是现在高大了，受人注意了。
But now we are strong like a tree. We are noticeable.Noticeable by others.
哦，怎么肯牺牲？怎么肯服侍
？So how could we lower ourselves to sacrifice to serve?
哦，不如啊，弄一些飞鸟来热闹热闹啊。
And we would rather have birds to come and tend our branches so that they can honor us.
哦，东拉西扯，哦，来满足自己的自大的这个欲望。
And everything we do and say would feed into our own pride.And our own honor.
哦，起先啊，飞鸟啊是来的，停了，走了。
In the beginning, these birds would come and perch at our branches, temporarily, and they would leave.
哦，后来啊，索性哦，搭窝啊，生小鸟了。
But later they would come and live, and make nests, on our branches, and would have.Baby birds.
哦，我们如果跟魔鬼打交道
，and if we interact with Satan,
也会越陷越深。
Then we will go past a point of no return.
哦，也会无法自拔哈、哦。
And then we will not be able to pull back.
哦，那这个怪树最后的结果是什么？
And at the end, what would be the consequence of this giant tree?
哦，就像但以理书第四章那里。
Just like as described in Daniel chapter 4.
一位守望者从天而降，大声呼叫说：“伐倒这树，砍下枝子。”
and an angel comes down from the heavenly kingdom who shouts, cut down this tree.
Oh, 在审判的日子,
on the day of the judgment,
哦, 这些事就要临到这些怪树上面,
all these judgments will come down on these giant trees.
哦, 所以我们亲爱的弟兄姐妹,
so, brothers and sisters,
哦, 也盼望我们, 哦, 都能够回到, 哦, 那个小芥菜种的服事,
that we can go back to the servitude that we had when we were a tiny mustard seed.
哦, 回到那个小芥菜种的信心,
that we can go back to the faith that we had when we were small.
虽然小,
even though we are small.
哦, 但是啊, 却已经能够移山倒海了,
but our faith is able to move mountains and oceans.
哦, 愿我们都能够啊, 把自己献上来服侍神, 来服侍人。
I hope that every one of us could sacrifice ourselves and offer ourselves for the servitude towards God.
哦, 而不是在这个组织上, 哦, 在这个, 外在的这个, 条件上, 哦, 来追求, 来迷失,
but rather spend a whole lot of time in getting lost in trying to establish the our perception of our organization.
哦, 愿我们啊, 啊, 都能够, 啊, 借着这个芥菜种的比喻, 时时刻刻提醒我们自己。
And I hope that we could use the parable of the mustard seed as constant reminder.
哦, 我们现在, 啊, 就直接来祷告。
So let us pray now.
我们祷告的时候, 我们, 啊, 为我们自己的信心, 为我们教会, 啊, 的圣工来代祷。
When we pray, let us pray for our own faiths and also pray for the holy work of our church.
好, 愿我们都能够看清楚主耶稣的提醒。
We hope that all of us will see clear of God's admonishments for us.
好, 把我们的教会, 啊, 建在耶稣基督的根基上面。
So that our church could be rooted deeply onto the foundation of God.
一起祷告。
Let us pray.